This is JIS News. Coming up, government acquiring lands to complete North-South Link of Highway 2000, Jamaica launches Making Cities Resilient campaign, and Education Minister urges more people to volunteer in schools. The details after this message.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA. Now the news. Government is in the process of acquiring lands for the next two sections of the North-South Link of Highway 2000. Transport and Works Minister Dr. Omar Davies says work on the ferry to Linstead leg of the highway in St. Catherine is slated to begin in September, while the Monique to Ocho Rios leg in St. Anne will start in November. Environmental impact assessments have been completed for both legs of the highway and all relevant permits issued by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. Dr. Davies says the Mount Rossa bypass linking Linstead and Monique will be completed within a year.
Mr. Speaker, all systems are go for this significant project, which will result in untold benefits for all Jamaica. It will curtail travel time between Kingston and the North Coast. It will result in a reduction of fuel consumption, and it will open up Kingston and its environs with its several historical and cultural attractions as a tourism destination for visitors based on the North Coast.
Minister Davies was making his sectoral debate presentation in Parliament on Tuesday. Jamaica joined several countries around the world Tuesday in launching the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction, Making Cities Resilient, My City is Getting Ready campaign. This move is expected to foster awareness and advocacy among all relevant stakeholders. It will also provide the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development with information and tools to minimize the adverse impact of disasters and ensure greater resilience at the national and community levels.
As we join forces with our partners to further promote comprehensive disaster risk management, a signal not only My City is getting ready, but Jamaica, the entire country, is getting ready. This is only the beginning, as we can never be too prepared for the next natural or man-made disaster. The key is really in our level of preparedness, effective response, and resilience.
Minister of Local Government Noel R. Scott. The Making Cities Resilient, My City is Getting Ready campaign was launched by the United Nations Office for Disaster Risk Reduction in May 2010 and addresses issues of local governance and urban risk. The Ministry of Education is reporting that all is in place for Friday's staging of the Grade 9 Achievement Test, GNAT. The GNAT will be carried out in 205 centers across the island, and students will be tested on the subjects of mathematics and language arts. Deputy Chief Education Officer in the Ministry of Education, Ms. Dorrit Campbell, says special accommodation will be made for all special needs students sitting the test. The GNAT is used to place all age and primary and junior high school students in grade 10 of high and technical high schools. All students registered in grade 9 for school year 2012-2013 are to sit the examination. Ms. Campbell says the students will sit the examination in their own schools unless otherwise instructed by the regional education officer for the respective schools. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging all Jamaicans to play a greater role in the development of schools in their communities. This as the ministry seeks to foster greater partnerships between school administrators and residents in building the nation's schools. In a message to mark the observance of Education Week, May 5 to 11, Reverend Thwaites invited members of the public to visit their nearest school and develop partnerships with teachers, parents, and students to help the school achieve its best possible outcomes. The minister reaffirmed the role of education in empowering and developing the young to become productive citizens of the country and pledged the Ministry of Education support in ensuring a successful Education Week 2013. Education Week is being spearheaded by the Jamaica Teachers Association under the theme Advancing the Nation's Human Capital Through Education. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.